Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Roy Hartsfield. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam Jethro. Batting third. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Bickford. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Vern Bickford. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting second. The left fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting third. The center fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Hermansky. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chuck Connors. Batting seventh. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Minor. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Paul Minor. And now, play ball. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield hits a fly ball into right field. Hermansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro hits a fly ball into right field. Hermansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson takes first base on ball four. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat bunts towards the mound. Bickford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Jethro. Baumholtz reaches second base with a double. Mixes moves to third. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mixes scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gordon moves to second. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. Gordon moves to third. Two outs. Vern Bickford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bickford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gordon scores. Logan moves to second. It's Braves, 1, Cubs, 1. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartsfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 0 for 1 in the game. Jethro strikes out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Torgerson strikes out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. Elliott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hermanski. Elliott reaches second base with a double. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a pop-up towards first. Connors settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Minor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mixes hits a line drive into center field. Jethro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall bunts towards the mound. Minner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mixes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 1 in the game. Logan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marshall moves to third. Vern Bickford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bickford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bickford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minner fields it and throws to home to get Marshall. Logan moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Hartsfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermansky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bickford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 0 for 2 in the game. Jethro hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Torgerson hits a fly ball into right field. Hermansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Elliott hits a fly ball into left field. Jeff Coates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 0 for 1 in the game. Connors bunts towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Connors. The throw from Cooper and he is safe. Connors steals second. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Connors moves to third. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley strikes out. One out. Paul Minner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minner is 0 for 1 in the game. Minner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bickford fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Hermansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mixas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bongholt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Logan hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Bickford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bickford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bickford hits a fly ball into center field. Bongholt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Hartsfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hartsfield. The throw from Burgess and he is safe. Hartsfield steals second. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 0-for-3 in the game. Jethro hits a pop-up towards the mound. Minner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermansky takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Connors hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Burgess hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mixis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bickford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Minner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Minner is 0-for-2 in the game. Minner takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mixis bunts towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Minner moves to second. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 3 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jethro throws the ball into Hartsfield, who tags Jeffcoat trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Minner scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mixa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sibby Sisti pinch hits for Vern Bickford. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat. Sisti reaches second base with a double. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hartsfield strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and Boston Braves, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.